We invite you to join us now for the Gospel Spotlight, a ministry of Gospel Light Baptist Church located in Laurel, Mississippi. Have you ever stopped and thought about what if my Bible kept a diary? What would my Bible reveal about me if there was a diary kept of my daily reading? Let's just pretend that your Bible said this. January 1st, a busy time for me. Most of the family has decided to read me through this year. I hope they remain faithful. January 15th, been resting quietly for a week now. The first few nights of this year, my owner read me regularly, but he's forgotten me, I guess. February 2nd, cleanup time. I was dusted and put back in my place. My owner did use me for a few minutes last week. He had been in an argument and was looking up for some references. March the 7th. I had a busy day today. My owner was appointed leader at the league meeting. He had a hard time finding verses, though, to use. April 12th. I got to go to church for the first time this year, Easter Sunday. After church, I was placed back in my old place. May 5th. In Grandma's lap all afternoon. She's here on a visit. She let a teardrop fall on Colossians 2, 5 through 7. May 6th, in Grandma's lap again this afternoon. She spent most of her time on 1 Corinthians 13 and the last four verses of the 15th chapter. May 7th, May 8th, May 9th, in Grandma's lap every afternoon now. It's a comfortable spot. Sometimes she reads me and sometimes she talks to me. May 10th, Grandma gone. Back in the old place, she kissed me goodbye. June the 3rd, had a couple of four-leaf clovers stuck in me today. June 18th, I looked like a scrapbook. They stuffed me full of newspaper clippings. By the way, one of the girls got married. July 5th, packed in the trunk with clothes and other things. Off on vacation, I guess. July 7th, still in the trunk. July 15th, home again and in my old place. It was quite a journey, but I do not see why I went. October the 20th, I was looked through for some old papers today. November the 8th, right now, I was shined up and placed in the center of the table. I think the preacher's coming. December 31st, promises and resolutions made for the new year. Maybe next year will be better. Maybe, just maybe, I will not be so alone. I wonder today if we could speak to your Bible and your Bible could somehow miraculously say words. Would this be the diary of your Bible? This has been the Gospel Spotlight, a ministry of Gospel Light Baptist Church located at 3805 Audubon Drive, Laurel, Mississippi, 39440. Sending forth the light, the blessed gospel light.